Hi, I'm Bill Woodard. Welcome to the December edition of the Smith County Chamber Corner. Boy, we got a good show for you today. We've got several people coming, but we're here at Magnolia Health, and they're going to talk to you about the services they offer. They're one of our chamber members, and we're really proud to have them in part of the family. Also, we've got the Drug Prevention Coalition, which is now called Community Wellness. They're going to be here talking about what they're doing. UT Extension will be here for a while. And then, of course, we got a special presentation from our mayor, Jeff Mason. So we're looking forward to all these folks coming and talking with us. So we hope you enjoy the show. It is always good to visit our chamber members, and we got invited to Magnolia Health. Stephanie, why don't you introduce yourself and just tell them what the name of the organization is.
Yes, my name is Stephanie Ruckman, and I'm the owner and operator here at Magnolia Health and Wellness in Carthage, Tennessee.
Okay, and healthcare has a wide variety of places that you can be, but you've carved out a niche here that hopefully makes people feel good, right? So why don't you go through and just give the elevator speech on what you guys do here at Magnolia Health?
Yeah, we are a little different here, and I'm very proud of what we've established. We've been open for about 18 months now, and when I first opened this facility, I was the sole operator. I'm a nurse practitioner by trade, and I wanted to bring some services to Carthage that my friends and I were all leaving town to receive. So when I first opened, I said it was fun medicine. So we were doing things like IVs, weight loss, hormones, Botox, filler, a lot of the fun medicine and fun services. And then over the last 18 months, we've really seen what the needs of the community have been, and we've continued to add to that. So I have Casey Preston, a full-time licensed massage therapist. I have Marissa Spivey, a licensed esthetician that provides all kinds of skincare services. And I've actually added another nurse practitioner, Hunter Shrum, from the Lafayette area, and we're now offering full medical services. So if you're looking for a primary care provider or just feeling a little under the weather, we can do everything from those serious medical conditions to the fun medicine that I was talking about before.
Well, if somebody walks into your door here and they make an appointment, and they come in and they say, okay, I really don't have anything wrong with me, but I just don't feel good. Can you help a person like that?
Absolutely. We do take appointments. We prefer to take appointments, but we can do some walk-ins as well. We like appointments, though, because we want to make sure we can dedicate time to taking care of you. In-house, we're able to do all of the labs that you might get sent elsewhere to collect. We also do all of our in-house testing. So if you've got a sore throat and you're worried about strep throat, or a possible UTI, we do all of that testing as well.
Okay, so you can basically test for like if COVID,
yep.
Flu,
absolutely.
Mono, any of these things that might be cycling through the area.
Yep, we can take care of you.
Okay. Well, now, if a person has, how much more serious do you get? Because, you know, I broke my leg last January. You probably wouldn't want me here for that.
Well, if it's a true emergency, we want you to go to the emergency room. But if you're not really sure, you know, and something maybe you would go to an urgent care facility for, we can definitely check you out ahead of time and provide those services and make appropriate referrals.
Okay.
But yeah, if we're seeing bone, we need to go to the ER.
So make sure that I get them to understand. So if you're kind of iffy about, hey, I need to go to the ER, or maybe I don't need to go to the ER, if you're open and you can squeeze them in, you can see them here just like an urgent care.
Absolutely.
Else.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that is really good to know because, and that's something we haven't done yet. You're right here on Main Street. Maybe you want to give them the phone number and address while
yes,
we're talking.
Yes, absolutely. We are at 516 Main Street North, located right across from Wildflower Nutrition and besides Carthage United Methodist Church. And our phone number is 615-437-0227. I did want to also mention we do have a lot of early hours and extended hours. So we do appointments from 7 in the morning to 7 at night and also on Saturdays. But please call ahead because, like I said, we want to be able to give you time and attention, and we can do that if we know you're coming in.
All right. Appointments. That's one thing that, you know, is very, well, you got to have an appointment. So what are your normal, I know you mentioned extended hours. What are your like normal hours like you'd like people to come in?
Well, we do have available appointments where you can call or book online from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening. But if I don't have anybody coming in, I do typically leave around 5. But we are happy to come in earlier and stay later because we know people work. And right. That's who we want to help are those folks.
Okay. And you mentioned online. Okay. You just look up Magnolia Healthcare.
Yep. It's MagnoliaHealthTN.com is our website. And at the top right corner, you're able to click book now and all the services are available for booking.
Okay, so that makes it really simple for you to do that. Now, a lot of places have a Facebook page and they have a web page. I'm sure you do that too.
We've got it all.
But can you book on both or just on the website?
I believe the Facebook connects you to our online booking page. Yes.
Okay, so if you wind up at either place,
yes,
you should be able to get to where you
yes
can get connected then. Okay, it would be lovely if we could get some of your specialists in here and maybe have a conversation with them too.
Yeah.
And so what we'll do, one last time, why don't you give them the phone number and address, and is there anything I missed that you wanted to say?
There are a couple of services that I did want to highlight that we have here that are unique to this area and to the region. I mentioned one of the things that I started with when I first opened was hormone replacement. And we do that for both men and women. And we offer everything from oral medications, topicals, and pellets. And there's been a lot of stories on the news and social media about hormones lately. So I just wanted to point that out. That is something we have been providing, and I'm very proud of the services we offer. But we also have another technology called the Empower RF. And this is actually a technology, I'm the only clinic between Mount and Juliet and Knoxville that has this. And it's actually technology that helps restore pelvic health for women. So, a lot of women out there, nobody likes to talk about it, but they're dealing with vaginal pain, urinary incontinence, and a lot of problems that happen after childbirth or just as we get older. And we actually have treatment for that. So it's something I'm very proud of. And like I said, we're the only people between Mount and Juliet and Knoxville that offers this technology. So if there's anybody that could benefit from that treatment, we would love to do a free consult with you where you can learn more.
Okay. And it sounds like that it would be really, really wise to just come by and speak with you to find out what's available.
Absolutely. We have free consultations for all of our services. So even if the smallest question, we are here to help.
Okay. So now's the time to give the phone number.
Yes. And that phone number is 615-437-0227.
All right. Stephanie, thank you. And we'll look forward to talking to some of your folks.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Ms. Hunter, if you would tell them who you are and your specialty.
Okay. My name is Hunter Shrum. I am a family nurse practitioner. And I see patients here in the office with, I see primary care visits, sick visits, and a few other specialties.
Okay, so in other words, if somebody comes, they wake up in the morning and they've got a fever mm-hmm. or they've got something going on and they can't quite figure it out, you're the person to come to, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What kind of tests do you normally run? Is it just you take their temperature? Or it's got to be more involved than that, right?
Exactly. We can do vital signs here in the office. We'll get a full set of vitals. And we also have strep tests, flu tests, COVID tests. We can do a urinalysis. Also, we have all in-house lab work here.
Okay.
With cash pay prices as well as we can also utilize insurance.
Well, that's good to know because sometimes, it depending on who you are, sometimes you are in between insurance or mm-hmm. you don't have it. And it's good to know that you can get services because when you don't feel good, you just don't feel good and you want help, right?
Right, exactly. And sometimes the lab prices can really add up. So I feel like we have great in-house lab prices here.
Yeah, well, that would make a difference because you're not having to send it to somebody. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I probably don't need to get into that, but if you send it somewhere, they're putting their shipping and handling and all that on it. So mm-hmm. you just walk across the hall, right?
And the best thing is we can tell you the total of what the price of the lab is going to be that day.
Understand you might be running a special here for folks. You want to tell them about that?
Yes, we have great cash price visits here. $99 come in, get seen, and then any additional testing, you know. But for the visit itself, $99. We're still running that special currently for sick visits and primary care.
Okay, and you still cover the major insurance companies, right?
That's right. We do accept Cigna Insurance, Aetna, and we're in the process of expanding to accept. We have also United Healthcare, and then we're looking in to add Medicare and other insurance major insurance companies for sure.
Okay, and Medicare, that's important because a lot of folks around here have that. Okay, what's the age range? I mean, is there a cutoff anywhere?
No, not exactly. We can see you pretty much toddler up.
Okay. All right. So even an old guy like me could come in and get, if he's not feeling
good.
Okay.
Definitely. Good. And then what I love about here also is we have the additional vitamin injections we can give you here and vitamin bags, IV infusions. We can mm-hmm. do all of that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you young folks wouldn't know this. I know this. Every once in a while, they'll tell me, you need some B12. And I used to didn't know what that meant. But if you get the feeling kind of down and you get a B12 shot, you go, wow, I do need that.
It really makes a difference.
Yeah, vitamins are important, and knowing how and who to go to get that kind of help is very important as well.
And also in preventing mm-hmm. sickness, too.
Well, and we really hadn't talked about that, but you're right. There's some things that you can advise people based mm-hmm. on their age to help them avoid some things that are coming down the road. Dr. Petty was a fixture around here for most of my life, and he told me one thing when I was visiting him. He says, Bill, it's not will you get so-and-so, it's when will you get it if you live long enough? And I guess that's pretty well true. A lot of things that happen to us, it's coming down the road, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. His example, though, he had me being run over by a car, which actually happened, but I survived that. So anyway, you have to be cognizant of what your health is,
right.
And this is a place that can help you do that.
Yes.
And I made that speech to say that. You need to really know what your health is, and these guys can help you do that.
I definitely think once a year, exactly, to get a full panel of labs, we can check thyroid. If you get to the level of male, prostate level, PSA, female, we check hormones here in the office, so all of the above.
Okay.
And the vitamin levels, definitely, too.
All right. So this is a place where you can get help, and that's what we need. And I'm glad you guys are here. Well, Hunter, did we miss anything?
Well, you just have to come in to find out if there's anything else
okay.
that we have here that may interest you.
All right. Well, you guys, we gave you the phone number earlier. Come see Hunter. She'll get you fixed up.
Hi, I'm Marissa Spivey. I'm the esthetician here at Magnolia Health and Wellness. Here I do a little bit of facials. I do waxing, brows and lashes. I do microneedling, skin resurfacing, skin rejuvenation, and skin tightening.
Okay, we're always excited to have UT Extension here. You guys are all over the place doing stuff, and I'm not sure what you're going to talk about today, but I really enjoy those lunch and learns that you do. But anyway, tell them who you are.
So my name is Will Herbert. I am the A&R Ag Agent here in Smith County, and a part of UT Extension, UTTSU Smith County Extension.
Okay, and I'm sure you got something going on. Do you have a lunch and learn maybe? That's exciting, but maybe not.
I'm glad
know.
You brought that up, Bill. We actually have one next week, so on December 11th on a Thursday. We have a beginning farmer lunch and learn, and for all those people that might be interested in starting farming, whether it be on 5 acres, 10 acres, 100 acres, whatever you have, we have Dr. Tori Griffin coming out, and she's a farm management specialist as part of the managed team at the University of Tennessee Extension. So she's a good tool to have, and she'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all have for the Lunch and Learn we have coming up.
Well, and that's a good subject. You know, it's kind of funny to me. I won't say, well, yeah, I will say where I was driving through a subdivision in Lebanon about 3 years ago, and I just happened to look, and I thought, man, those folks need to mow their yard. As I got closer, they had corn planted in the front part of the yard, and they had a full garden just out there in front of this beautiful ranch-style house, and they were gardening their front yard. So you can farm anywhere, can't you?
You sure can if you put your mind to it. That's right.
Yeah, so I thought that was unique, and I'd never seen that right in the middle of, right in the middle of town there. So that's interesting. Well, you've already done the bee lunch and learn, so that rolls around until next year.
Yes, sir.
What have you got anything else coming up or anything you want to talk about?
Well, there's two other things that I'd like to hit on. The first thing, so as a part of the Upper Cumberland area, our extension agents in each county, we form the USIT group, Upper Cumberland Extension Team is what we call it. And we put Zoom sessions on in the spring and in the fall. So this coming up in the spring, we do an Ag Talk Tuesday. So two Tuesdays a month, we do a Zoom session on different kinds of subjects, but this time it's going to be a homesteading Zoom session, Ag Talk Tuesday. So we'll hit backyard poultry, we'll hit home gardening and different other topics. So those hot topics that you're looking for in homesteading, when it comes to homesteading, that's a good topic to hit. So we thought we'd hit it this spring, and more information to come on that. But that's one thing that's coming up. And the second thing is, further on in late January and early February, we have Master Farm Manager coming in Smith County. So more information coming on that as well. But that's some of the ag extension things going on here in the first part of next year.
Okay, and so the first one is for small farm beginning learning. The second one is for, hey, I kind of know what I'm doing, but this is a bigger farm here, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. Yep. So we're trying to hit all aspects there.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, Will, it's always good when you come by. Is there anything else going on?
I think we about covered it, Bill. What do you think?
It sounds good to me. Next time you see Chris Hicks, tell him you're smarter and better looking, okay?
I don't know if I can say that truthfully.
No, Chris is a good friend, so we can kid about him. But, hey, it's always good to have you, and look forward to those lunch and learns.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
In Smith County.
And 4-H is always busy. So tell us what's going on with 4-H.
We are. So over the past month, in November, we have listened to a lot of 4-H speeches. That's one of my favorite things that we do in 4-H, and I think kind of one of the best things for our kids, those public speaking skills that they start with in the fourth grade that they continue to develop year after year as they give their 4-H speeches in the classroom, is really important, something that they're going to use throughout the rest of their lives. 4-H public speaking is something that I did as a 4-H'er. And I feel like that kind of that kind of paved the way for kind of where I ended up. So I hope that some of the kids that are doing public speaking now kind of find that to be true. And I was with the homeschool group last week, kind of finished up. I'd heard all the other speeches and some of those kids. This is my third year as a 4-H agent. So hearing them kind of give three speeches now and the way that they improve year after year and develop that confidence and develop those skills that we're trying to reinforce is really rewarding.
Well, and it is wonderful to be able to work with all the kids in the county, and that's what you guys do. Doesn't matter what school they're at or if they're homeschooled or whatever their situation is.
That's right. So we meet with all of the 4th through 6th grade students in Smith County enrolled in public school, most of the 7th and 8th graders as well, and then we do have a really active homeschool group that meets once a month at the Ag Center.
Well, if somebody wanted information about that, how do they contact you guys?
Yeah, so they can always call our office, 615-735-2900, or send me an email at rpetty@utk.edu.
Okay. All right. Have we covered everything?
I think so. Kind of wrapping up the year, there's a lot of year-end reporting that we have to do on our side that kind of gives us the opportunity to reflect on all of the things we've done. And I was doing some of that reporting last week and finishing it up. And it just is really cool, all of the things that our 4-H'ers are accomplishing. And I'm really looking forward to see what is next as we hire a new 4-H agent in the next year and keep expanding our programming. So glad to be here. Excited for the future.
Oh, yeah, and that's wonderful for our children here in Smith County. So glad you're here, Rachel. Thank you.
Thanks.
Always good to have Miss Mary here. Mary, you want to tell them who you are?
Yes.
Who you with?
I'm Mary Draper. I'm the Family and Consumer Science Extension Agent and County Director for UTSU Extension here in Smith County.
And I know you have a lot of things going on,
yes.
So I'll let you just kind of start and go through them.
So right now we're going through our Maintain Don't Gain program, so giving tips for holiday wellness throughout the holiday season. So if you are interested in that, we've already started our program, but definitely can give you some information, so you can always call our office. As we're winding up this year and looking forward to 2026, we have our home and farm school scheduled for January the 20th, so we'd like you all to save that date. We're going to have lots of different sessions to choose from, so it will run through 5:30 to 8 at Smith County Middle School. We're going to have agriculture-related topics like backyard poultry, meats and selecting meats and things like that, as well as lawn and garden, and also home and health. So we'll have chair volleyball and cooking sessions such as Baking 101.
Okay. And of course, it's not new now. You've been in your office for a while, but might want to give them an address and the phone number there.
Yeah. So our address is 67 Cookeville Highway. We're Suite 102. So we're in South Carthage. And then our number is 615-735-2900.
Okay. And I know you don't necessarily concentrate on FCE, but FCE, I saw them down decorating in front of the courthouse there, one of your groups.
Yeah. So we have 7 FCE clubs around the county, and we're thankful for each one of them. Our Carthage FCE club did the courthouse planners for the season throughout the winter holiday, so be sure to go and check those out.
Yeah, and they always do a great job, and I really appreciate them doing that.
Yes.
If somebody wanted to get involved in FCE, they can just call you and find out which club they're near, right?
Yeah, so and we have lots of different clubs, and a lot of them meet at the chamber, so that's a good central location. Some of them meet on the outskirts of the county, so if you're located more in Defeated or around Alexandria way, then we have clubs geared towards that, but you're welcome to visit any of them and join any of them you'd like.
Okay, and we're glad to have you as our director and appreciate the job that you guys do.
Well, we appreciate you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, it is, you guys have come in and taken over Magnolia Health here. Brought a bunch of people in and a box.
Yes.
So tell you what, why don't you introduce everybody and yourself, and then we're going to get into what this box means, okay?
All right. So my name is Caitlin Williamson, and this is Preston London, and this is our new intern, Preston James, down here. And we are all part of Community and Wellness Alliance. We are the youth engagement coordinators there, and we help our youth get involved with our community and with drug and alcohol use.
Okay, and is the first name Preston a requirement for a job? Or?
No, it is not a requirement.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay, well, we're holding a big box here. What does this mean?
So this is going to be at our next event. It is called the Snowball. It will be at the Rose Building in Carthage right there on the square. It's a dance for grades 9th through 12th grade. And we are just bringing awareness to destructive decisions and deciding to take healthy choices into our own hands. And the way that you win this is that you fill out a survey at the Snowball, and whoever's name we draw out of a bucket, they get the TV. It's a 32-inch Roku TV.
Wow, that'd go perfect in somebody's room.
Mm-hmm.
During your Vanna invitation there. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, the Snowball, what date is that again?
It is December 19th. Doors open at 4:30, and the event starts at 5 and it ends at 8.
Okay, and I know you guys do other stuff during the year. And by the way, Community Wellness Alliance, in case you didn't know, that formerly was the Drug Prevention Coalition, and their mission hasn't changed. It's just changed the name, right?
Yes.
Changed the name and the logo, and that's all we got.
Okay. And you guys, give them a phone number and an address.
All right, so our phone number is 615-588-1622, and our address is 611 Main Street North, just right down here. And you can reach us on Facebook and Instagram at Community Wellness Alliance.
Okay. All right. Anything else you guys need to talk about?
We just have our... let me see the mic. We have our Christmas meeting coming up on December 16th from 5 to 8. Mm-hmm. We'll be having a potluck. We'll be having some festive games over at the Coalition, which is 611 Main Street North, which is where we are located at. We will also be having, it's a few days before the snowball, so we'll be kind of having some sneak peeks of what that's going to look like there at that meeting, but we look forward to seeing everybody who is able to make it there, because we really have a fun time at our meetings, and we hope that everyone who is able to come can come.
Well, and you know, somebody may be sitting out there and they wonder, well, now, how do I get involved? Is this like, do I get a membership? Do I have to call? Do I just show up? How does that work?
So how this works is basically you can show up to our meetings anytime you want, and we have membership applications. This is completely free. So what we do with our club is we get involved with our community, and they also get community service hours for a bunch of events that we do. Yep. And it just really helps the youth get involved.
Yeah, which right now we are a part primarily based out of Gordonsville High School. A lot of our students are out of there. Up in the upcoming year, we hope to expand to Smith County High School. We have sent an email out today hoping to get permission to start stuff in Smith County. So we'll be having meetings with both schools, hopefully in the beginning of the year.
Okay. So you got a lot of things happening in January and on.
Yes.
Well, that is wonderful. Well, guys, thanks for coming by, and really proud of your big box there.
Thank you.
I think somebody's going to try to win that.
Oh, I hope so. It's a great Christmas gift. Last minute Christmas gift. You can get it.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
It is always good, you know, at year end to mayor to have you come by and speak to us. This is our mayor, Mr. Jeff Mason, and he's how long have you been mayor now? About 100 years?
Seven years.
7 years. 7 years he's been our mayor, and a lot of things have happened in the county. A lot of exciting things and good things.
They have. You know, you asked, is it seven? And you said, you jokingly said 100. Sometimes it feels like 100. Sometimes it feels like yesterday. So it just depends on what's going on
depends on who. In front of you.
That's
at the
exactly
time.
Right.
When I come in, I'm sure it feels like 100 years.
Well, I mean, no, it's always good, Bill. Sometimes you don't get the answer you want when you leave. But
yeah, that's true. I have left with my head hanging a few times, but that's okay. That's
good
your
ideas.
Job.
Just when, as you know, they're good ideas, just not the time for them.
Well, now the county, in my opinion, is doing pretty well fiscally, and things are running pretty smooth. I would rather, though, like you to kind of tell people, what do you think's going on with the county? And then I've got two things I want to add to it.
That makes sense. Right now, I think, you know, we're in that 6 months of the new budget year coming up, and things are pretty good. You know, we're not immune to inflation like everybody else, so things still cost more than they used to. And sometimes they're sticker shock when you go to get some stuff done. But you know, other than that, we're still growing. I think we're probably down this year on building permits compared to where we were last year, but we're still probably 20 to 30 more than we were when I first came in. I think when I first came in, we were in the 90, 95, 96.
Mm-hmm, that makes sense.
Right. Last year we did 142. This year is probably going to be in the 100 and high 120s, 130, somewhere in that range on the list. So,
well, when you think about Smith
County,
people
want to live here.
They're projecting, you know, our population to stay. You're in the 20,000 range.
Yeah.
So when you're building that many houses, that tells me something. We've got a lot of folks moving in here.
There are a lot. Now, some of that is our folks that are upgrading houses and, you know, and moving around. But I do think we are growing and seeing a growth in our population for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's still a debate as to whether that 2020 census was correct or not due to the fact of the COVID pandemic and, you know, those kind of things. So, to sit here and say that it's exactly 20,100, I don't know. I mean, we don't know today. I mean, I guess we could pay and do a special census, but it's not at this point in time. We're, so it'd be 4 years out from another census.
Yeah, it's close enough that it probably wouldn't make sense to do that. Well, now, we've had a lot of good things happen here locally in the county, and I know one of the projects that I was personally involved in and that you've really been a help on, we got our new boat ramp in.
We did. Got that done this year.
At the depot.
Big difference between today and the day we cut the ribbon on that thing. It was kind of warm that day, and it's cold today. So.
Yeah, that's true. A big difference.
Yeah,
but that's some good things that you know, from my standpoint,
is coming on. Upgrade that area. Thank you for what you did on that. That's a big help, and thanks to the TWRA for their help on that. That was a lot of work went in right there, and very small amount of local tax dollars went into the ramp or even the depot. I mean, that was pretty much a lot of grants and volunteer work and donations.
Yeah, if you go back and count it, it's a very small amount that the county actually had to put to get such a nice facility. And they have those art shows there every month.
Right.
And it's used for other things. And it's kind of nice when you pass by there.
It is. It's nice to see that building there.
And it's part of the park complex, which you guys do a wonderful job of maintaining that.
It takes a lot of work, but we get it done. And we've done some upgrades there that I'm pretty proud of. You know, we've added the new lights on the track. We've went with the LED lights, and we've actually added probably three or four new lights, or maybe more than that. I can't remember exactly how many new lights are on that track now. So it's lit up pretty good at night, and then around the new playground where we remodeled it and got it, it's got a lot of light. So that whole area is bright at night, and it's, you know, that was one of the problems we faced. It was dark, and there was things that went on at that playground that didn't need to go on, and we think if we light it up and be less likely to keep that done. We've, you know, the LED things have been really good for that area, and then we're adding some LEDs over around the fairground complex in that area. So we're adding some lights for safety and to keep them, you know, to keep maybe things from happening that don't need to be happening on our buildings.
Well, exactly. And that walking track is in constant use.
Constant use. That and Rouse Trail are two of the most used areas as far as common areas in walking tracks. I mean, it's always somebody there walking. And
well, and it's a good place to go because you can feel safe. I mean, you got the South Carthage Police. They patrol that.
Yes.
You've got the county taking care of the park. The Sheriff's Department is in that part of it. So it's a good
place. It's a good area. I mean,
and Crump Parish Park is always full. Something going on there.
Yes, I mean, that's our, as I've been told many times, and that's our front porch. That's one of the things that people see, and it's one of the things that's, you know, that whole complex area is one of our most used areas in the county. I mean, you to figure we do our little league softball and baseball there, and the high school teams play there, and just the soccer and the high school soccer. It's there is something going on in that area all the time. And then we, you know, you roll into the Ag Center, and it stays pretty booked up with events and things going on. And so then the fair. So, I mean, that's a really good area, and it's used.
Well, in talking about the fair, and by the way, I want to say something. Second Harvest and Living Water and several other churches and the county government and the chamber all work together, and we do that food drive twice a month.
Yep.
And we're really helping a lot of people. It's 75 to 100 cars go through there and pick up food every month.
Yes, that's a tremendous, outpouring of help and volunteers that puts that on.
Oh, absolutely. And if it wasn't for cooperation that we get from you guys, we couldn't do that.
Right.
And
it,
so
it just makes sense to make it work.
It does. And that complex there, a lot of people may not realize that, but the fair board, they take in whatever profit they make, they roll that back in to try and improve that area.
Try and move that area. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and so there's been a lot of improvements made, and in fact, you've got a nice arena now.
Yep.
A lot of good things that have happened.
Absolutely, and we shout out to the fair board for always being willing to help. We've partnered on several projects where, you know, we kind of look at it, you know, on if it directly just affects the fair, then maybe the county not as much. But if it affects that area and it helps both entities, then the county's partners on that things and some of that stuff. And so, you know, it works out well, and it's a good partnership to have, and we all benefit from working together.
Yeah, and another thing, speaking of working together, something that I think that the three cities and the county working together, we applied for 3-star, and we got the grant.
The grant, yeah.
I'll let you do the announcement if you want to.
Well, I mean, we haven't had the official announcement, but we've, you know, we got the email from Ms. Brooksy last week that we were going to be awarded the $75,000, and it's one of those, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier about growing, and we want to make sure we grow – if we're going to grow, we're growing the right ways and are doing the right things to protect our county and make sure that the infrastructures are in place. So mm-hmm. The main thing we want to do with that is kind of take all three cities and the county's zoning and planning and kind of have someone, an outside consultant, look at those and kind of, you know, make sure that we're doing the right things and kind of what our goals are and how we want to go, and then look at our growth plans and our growth boundaries to make sure that everything is lined up for what it should be. And again, we don't want to ever, you know, put us closed for business sign up, but we also want to make sure that we're doing the right things. And you hear the horror stories across the state of areas that just grew too fast, too quick, and don't have the infrastructure to support it. So we don't want to get in that situation. We want to make sure exactly. that we're doing the right things, because I mean, this is, we've said it for years that this county was going to grow, and it was, but we also want to make sure that we're doing it the right way. And number one, I mean, one of my number one goals is to make sure we don't lose who we are.
Exactly.
I mean, we
want to keep that.
That's right. That small
Smith County flavor that we have.
That's it.
And I think it's a good thing. That's absolutely. Why I've always wanted to stay here.
Absolutely. Me and you both. I mean, I don't think there's a better place to be. And
I agree.
You know, and the people and the things we do and how we operate and handle things is one of the best things about this place.
Yeah. Well, I made a statement many years ago, and I still stand by it. Even people that don't like you are nice to you.
That's very true.
And that
very
tells true. You know, they're good folks.
Yes.
Everybody in this county, I can't think of one that I couldn't say is a good person.
Right. Yeah.
So, and that's been everybody that I've met. We talked about the grant that we got, and of course there's other grants that right. we're going to apply for, and
yeah,
and we may get and we may not
right as well, time I mean, goes one of the on. Things we're looking at right now is working on this week is the volunteer firefighter grants just opened up, so we're going to look at some of the, we're going to apply for that and get some of our hopefully get the head start on some of our turnout gear where it isn't such a burden at one time. The senior citizen grant, we just finished up one of those grants with some parking lot repairs and some things that's there. We just received another $42,000 and possibly stretch it to $50,000 in new money for the senior citizen grant, which will go for kitchen upgrades and storage upgrades to as we grow, and our hot meals over there is growing, so we need some more storage space and freezer and oven space. So, you know, if the state's going to offer that money, we're going to take it and try to make the best choices we can and make that a better program than it is today.
There's no doubt. And the senior center, if you're, I believe it's 50 and above.
Right.
You can go over there.
So that includes both of us.
It does. I kind of hit that a long time ago. Hate to admit it, but you can go over there and get a meal, and they've got programs
tremendous,
going on.
Tremendous meals.
Jan what does a great job
yes,
running
from what meals I've ate over there, they are out. She cooks it like grandma cooks it, yeah, so it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. The ones that I've had have been really good. Well, now, there's so many other things that we could talk about. I don't know that this is the last, but the last thing that comes to mind for me is something that's close to my heart, and I know yours
right.
as well.
Right.
We got the grant to remodel the courthouse that was built in 1890.
Long time
to make it stick around, and I think that's wonderful.
It is wonderful, and it's been a long time coming, and we have searched and dug and fought to try to come up with grants, and this round of broadband grants through the Department of Economic Development and Community Development, the first round we didn't get the grant. We stuck with it and came back this round and got it. Actually got, you know, $1.8 million with a $200,000 match from the county. The commission has appropriated another $800,000 of county money to that to finish that project. So we're extremely excited for that. I don't know if people have been driving by. If you've drove by, take a look. The windows have been mm-hmm. replaced, and we are really proud of those. It's changed the look. It's changed this. I mean, inside, the sound of Main Street is not as loud as it used to be. Once we get, you know, the next round or the next project is the central heating and air. Once that's done, you know, you're going to see a big difference in the temperature in there. And then, you know, some cosmetic things on the inside. You know, part of the grant is to have open space for, or a space for, you can come in if you don't have access to Wi-Fi. You come in, you can use, you can jump on the Wi-Fi and do your homework, browse, you know, do your research, just use that internet, you know, for whatever, use that Wi-Fi for what you need. So we'll have that. Part of that, we'll, you know, we'll partner with local, with the hospital and probably the health department on some health screens, which was part of that. And then, you know, that's just that. And so another thing, you know, I'm looking forward to is getting that second floor back to a full-time meeting room for the commission. Got some, got some great ideas for that. Yeah. And I think that'll be a great thing is, you know, meeting there and moving some office, maybe, move, you know, we're still in the process, planning stages of, and a lot of moving parts. So we're not really ready to say what's going and how it's going, but we're talking about, you know, moving some offices back there full-time, which will be a good thing. You know, if we're going to spend $2 million on this building, it needs to be used and needs to be used in the right way. And we feel like this is the best plan for that and doing it. So we're extremely excited for that.
Well, and it was built, like I say, in 1890. It's an empire-style courthouse, and you know, it's sort of a jewel here in the middle of the county. So
yeah.
I think it's wonderful. And the grounds, you guys do a wonderful job of keeping the grounds. So I am so proud that it's being fixed up.
The grounds has been, over the past couple, two, 3 years, we've made some hard decisions and got rid of some trees that need to be get rid of. Now, I loved it when the big trees were there, but also you look around and go, well, that's a roof that could be damaged by a falling tree. And some of those trees were getting old. And so we've tried to be smart and remove what we could, but also keep that look of that. And it's opened it up. And I think it's been, I think it's for the better. You know, you hate to see old trees get big on, but you know, you don't want the risk of them causing a problem somewhere down the road. So
and like you said, there were limbs falling out of them, so it was a good move to do that. And you still got some beautiful trees around the courthouse.
We do, and we need, you know, we had to do some trim and keep them, you know, again, it's, you know, making sure we don't jeopardize our buildings or somebody get hurt, you know, there. So
well, and I for one think it's a wonderful thing. The county court since 1890 has met in that building, nice. and now they're coming back, and I think that's
really excited for that first day. One to get back there. Yeah, because you know we're going to make it. It'll be the way it used to be with a modern flair. You know, we'll be able to do some things that we're really excited about. You know, some systems that we can put in place, some better sound, better filming, and better, you know. So it'll be good.
And a lot of people, they watch
the
meetings now instead of maybe coming. And so I think this is going to be really good for you to be able to have the video and meeting.
It will open up a lot of things that we need to do.
Okay. Well, Mayor, I think I am going to step out of the frame here and just let you kind of speak to the folks in Smith County. So
thank you. Thank you for inviting me down today to do this. And it's always a pleasure to come and get to talk. And,
all right. Well, thank you for coming.
Brag about Smith County.
Yeah. Hey, it's a great place.
It absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Well, it's always a pleasure to get to this time to get to after talking with Bill about the county and then getting a moment to talk to you and talk to you about the season and what we're in. We're just coming out of the Thanksgiving season. We're thankful for, I know I'm thankful for all my blessings, and I know my blessings come from the Lord. And when I count my blessings, it's, you know, when I get past my salvation, my family, my job, I'm so thankful to get to be the mayor of this place, because this is, in my world, in my views, it's the greatest place in the world, and there's no other place you want to be. So as we wrap that up and get past that, and it's my turn to, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Please take the time this time to, number one, if you find somebody that needs help, help them, because that's what we're supposed to do. Number two, spend time with your family. Love on those, because you never know when next Christmas is coming, who may not be at that table. So cherish those moments. As a guy told me the other day, he was talking about something, be in the moment. Don't be on your phone. Don't be in those moments. Enjoy those moments with your family and your friends in this time of year, because, you know, this is that one time of year maybe where we take a little slow down and realize what this season means and about our Savior was born and Easter coming, where he died for our sins. So just take your time, enjoy your time, enjoy these moments with your family. Christmas only comes around once a year, so take that time, enjoy it. It's not about the presents. It's just about the time being together and remembering the birth of our Savior. So, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me this opportunity to be your mayor and to talk to you today. And, again, from the mayor and the Mason family, we wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Folks, we really appreciate you tuning in today. Just want to give you a few highlights of things that are coming up. The Humane Association Positively Magical Ball is coming up this month. Also, we've got lighting events. The Lights of Gordonsville and the Lights of Long Branch are happening. Christmas Parade. They're celebrating this year. Both of them, by the time we air, will have been over, but I hope you will have attended them. And go next year. They're going to be the first weekend in December. And then, of course, we've got adult leadership that's going to be starting in January for 2026. And we hope if you're interested in that, that you'll get involved. Folks, thanks for tuning in. May God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the year.